Drysdale all set to pitch to Staub now. Rusty is popped out and fouled out his first two times up here this afternoon. Left-handed batter. Drysdale's first pitch to Rusty. High fastball, ball one. At the end of three innings at Shea Stadium, Cincinnati 3, New York nothing. Reds won the first game, 4-1. Phillies lost to the Braves, 14-8, and the Cardinals defeated Pittsburgh, 5-0. Nate Oliver getting some sunglasses at second base. So Cincinnati has gone into first place in the National League by a half a game over Philadelphia, and St. Louis is in third place, just a game out. Yankees lost, and Baltimore won today, and the White Sox are winning. So the Yankees lost a game on their American League lead, their first three games out in front of Baltimore, and the White Sox appear to be having no trouble with Kansas City today, so they probably will stay three games behind, pick up a full game on the Yankees also. Here's the 1-0 pitch now to Rusty, and Staub hits a fly ball to left center field. The left fielder, Tommy Davis, is over for this one, and he hauls it in for the first out. So Staub has flied the left center to open the seventh inning, and that will bring up Houston's first baseman, Walter Bond. Chicago 4, San Francisco 2, with the Cubs batting in the bottom of the seventh. Lowell told you that Ernie Banks had a grand slam. That, incidentally, is the 10th grand slam of Ernie Banks' career. And not too many ball players get into the double figures on those. Number 10 for Banks. And the Cubs won the first game 4-1. Giants losing a lot of valuable ground in the National League today. Walt hits a high pop in the left side. And Dick Krasuski, now the third baseman, Bart Shirley, on the outfield grass, two down. Awfully lot of pop-outs off of Drysdale today. So Bond is up three times without a hit. As he pops out to Bart Shirley, two away. And here's Bob Espromonte. Espro is 0 for 2. He's grounded out and flied out. Espro, right-handed batter. No score here in the last half of the seventh inning. Drysdale has given up one hit, a sixth-inning single by Al Spangler, has struck out only one batter today. He caught Bruce looking in the sixth and has given up only one base on balls. Drysdale retired the first 14 men to face him before he walked Wynn in the fifth. He was cut down trying to steal. And then Grody reached on an error by Oliver at second in the sixth, and the same inning Spangler singled. Aspro looks at a strike up around the letters, and it's strike one. Two outs and nobody on, seventh inning. Houston and Los Angeles are scoreless. Drysdale throws to Aspro again now, and he swings and misses that one, and Drysdale gets out in front of him with two strikes. White Sox 5 and Kansas City 1 at the end of four innings of their game. Joe Horland started. Blue Moon Odom started, but was taken out in the second for Kansas City when the White Sox scored four runs. Here's the two-strike pitch to Aspromonte. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out to retire the side. That's the second strikeout for Drysdale. Three up and three down for Houston here in the seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And at the end of seven innings of play, still no score. The Dodgers nothing, and the Colt 45's nothing.